From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. The Daily Freeman reports that Dutchess County says it will create more than 600 affordable rental units through the county's new housing trust fund. The governor and many local officials have identified the lack of affordable housing as one of New York's largest problems. Dutchess County Executive William O'Neill says six projects in southern Dutchess County will receive a share of $8.9 million through the initial funding round of the Housing Trust Fund's Housing Creation and Preservation Program. Households making between 30% and 80% of the Dutchess County area median income, which for a family of four is $112,400, are eligible for the new housing. A housing needs assessment study reported renters earning less than $50,000 face the greatest housing challenges in Dutchess County. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Mid-Hudson News reports that Columbia, Dutchess, and Westchester all had 3.3% unemployment rates in February, which was the Hudson Valley average. Greene County was at 4% and Delaware County was at 4.5%. Columbia County's unemployment rate was the same in January and slightly higher at 3.5% a year ago. Greene County's rate improved from 4.1% a month ago and 4.5% a year ago. Ulster County was at 3.5%, better than the 3.8% rate in January and the 4% rate a year ago. You can read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Andrea Makel reports for Porcupine Soup that employees at the Greene County Court are collecting donated prom dresses to give away to local students. Carrie Hendrickson, a family court intern and student at the College of St. Rose, said, and I quote, "The chief clerk of Greene County Family Court, Paula Wright, myself, and the other intern, Katie Hammond, wanted to do a fundraiser to give back to the community we serve. Katie and I are both Master of Social Work interns at Family Court and wanted to start a fundraiser that following interns could participate in as well," end quote. They are looking for more than just dresses, also accepting donations for tuxedos, shoes, or accessories from now until April 16th. Anyone with an item to donate can arrange for pickup by contacting Hendrickson or Hammond via email at hendrickson.k752@strose.edu or knhammond@albany.edu. And you can read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.